What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It's time for a movie review. Yep, it's a movie review time. I think I'm going to start doing these more often because it's so much easier than having to type up everything and then write everything. And I just laying down my voice is probably the easiest and fastest way to do it, considering I got a six-year-old, a three-year-old, and life is crazy right about now. So the movie, actually a documentary that I just finished watching. Like, literally, it's right here on my Mac. It's a documentary called Meltdown. And looking at my notes, it's produced by Mike Tolan, The Last Dance, and directed by Frederick Golding. And right here it says, is an astonishing documentary is slated for a day in release of February 12th. So it's just around the corner. For 30 years, renowned photographer Lynn Davis has turned her camera on the magnificent landscape of Greenland, considered by many to be ground zero, I quote, ground zero for global warming. Her stunning black and white photographs are exhibited in art museums around the world. That's just part of the documentary because we follow her story. Then we meet what I called in my notes, scientist dude. and his name is Tony Lesserwitz. I hope I said that right. He is the director of Yale's Climate Change Communication Project. And basically you follow these two. Well, Lynn's already down there taking pictures. She's been doing it for 30 years down in Greenland. Her pictures, amazing. Amazing. Like, I had it on and I was like, let me just doodle while I'm gonna do a little work while I'm watching it. And I found myself like, what? I mean, it's amazing. I really wish I would have seen this movie in the theater. I can only imagine how this movie would be on the big screen. So we got Lynn Davis down there at Greenland doing her thing. And then we slowly meet Tony and he goes down there to visit her for the very first time and his very first time to Greenland, pretty much ground zero to check out everything that he's been studying in his science world. It's crazy. It's crazy. This documentary is so good. And what I really just want to start off by saying before anybody listening to this is like, oh, another climate change, another global warning. Okay, one, it's true. It's happening. Open your eyes. It's happening. Okay, that's not the point I'm trying to make. What I really enjoyed about this documentary is it is not one of those documentaries where you watch it and it's got this big scientific words, and it's just, I don't want to say boring, but it's just, it's just one of those things where you're just like, oh my gosh. But this was just straight to the point. Like, it's straight to the point, and it's just so simple. Like, what's going on, why it's going on, here it is in your face, and that's what I enjoyed about it. And then just having the photography aspect added to that as well, two different sides, explaining what they see, it's just great. It's a really great documentary. So if you get the chance, it's called Meltdown. Make sure you check it out. Some of the notes I have here, it's super scary. I wrote down super scary, an eye-opening documentary, amazing glaciers, beautiful, but also scary as well because if that all melts, oh yeah, it's going to suck. Life's going to suck. Greenland seems like an amazing place. The people that live there seem pretty freaking cool too. See what I did there? Cool. Get it? Never mind. Avery. Now, the photographer, because the cool thing about Lynn Davis is that, I don't even know why I said Avery. Yeah. Oh, I know what I said at Avery. A very cool photographer. That's what I wrote on my notes. Watching her, because you get a little backstory of how she started photography and what she's been doing and the whole story about her dark hair, which, yeah, she was a total fox. And then let her hair grow. You'll see what I'm talking about when you get into that, into the documentary. But, it's cool to see her story and how she got into photography and everything else. But she's got some knowledge. I don't drink anymore, but I would so share a beer with her because the stuff that she drops in this documentary and just, yeah, she's just great. Scientist dude, I really liked him too. And I have in my notes, damn you, scientist dude, got me all teary-eyed. Yes. Now, when you watch this, you'll see it comes at the end of this documentary. And I don't want to ruin it for you, but as soon as he goes into this little spot here, because you learn about a sad thing for Lynn Davis. It made me want to put the movie on pause and go hug my six-year-old, and I'm patiently waiting for my three-year-old to get home. The hugs. You'll see what I'm talking about there. But overall, great documentary. It's called Meltdown. If you can get to watch it, watch it. It's coming to select theaters, and it's going to be on demand February 12th. So make sure you check it out. That's it. Thumbs up. It's really a good documentary. I'm telling you. I don't want to ramble anymore, but I think it's totally worth a watch. Watch it. Learn something. All right? Have a great weekend. Super Bowl weekend. I'll talk to y'all later. Don't forget, you can see more stuff on iWatchMike.com. Follow me on Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, Snap, everything. All my social media is on iWatchMike.com. Thanks for the movie, folks, for letting me watch this. Y'all take care out there. Be safe. Mask up. I'll talk to you later. Peace.